Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At 12:18, Pete, we're going to ask you on the phones. I'll ask all you guys here in studio, what's the best gift you've ever gotten for Christmas? What's the best gift you've ever gotten for Christmas? You got to think back. Childhood could be adulthood. It could be one of those commercials where somehow your spouse goes out and makes a kind of a huge purchase that you probably should talk to your spouse about, like spends $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on a car. And there's a bow on it. You should probably talk about those kind of expenditures. Communication is key to a marriage, Sean. But it could be that. It could be a car. Whatever it is, we'll ask you what your best gift of all time is or was. But we do a little Beltway Blitz every day at high noon, spin you around what's going on in D.C. sports. Pete and I are going to handle it today. We're going to start with the Redskins. Bill Callahan yesterday at his presser, Pete, rules out Dwayne Haskins, high ankle sprain. Just real quick, in your mind, did he do enough to make you excited for next year?
What I saw over the last 2 weeks, I would say yes. Give him the keys to the car. Let's roll this puppy. But here's the caveat. He's making progress with people who aren't going to be here to coach him more than likely next season. So all the progress that he's getting right now, will there be a regression to learn potentially something new? I think that, and who's on the coaching staff going forward, is something that also has to go hand in hand with Dwayne Haskins. But what he has showed us in terms of talent and arm talent the last 2 weeks and decision making, you can tell he's making great progress, no doubt about it.
It's already, in my opinion, too late to fire Bruce Allen. But you got to do the right thing at some point, okay? I don't know what they're waiting for if they're going to do it. Each day, see, basically I'm going with something here. See if you agree with me. Each day he's still on the job, it's more likely that he keeps it. Do you agree with that?
I'm still inclined that Dan could release him at some point. Maybe it's just contractually he has to wait to a certain date, because I could see Bruce having some sort of convoluted contract that has that kind of stuff in it. So I still believe that there is a chance, but it has to come shortly after the regular season finale coming up on Sunday. Like, if it hasn't happened by, like, the first of the year or, you know, that first weekend of the playoffs, I'm more inclined then to join you in the fact that if he's not going by now, he's not going.
They're doing a whisper quiet coaching search behind the scenes, and Bruce Allen's still employed. You know who should be doing that coaching search? A general manager.
Right.
We're doing that coaching search. We're still here.
Unless it's Kyle Smith, and we're just not being told that yet.
Fair enough. What do you expect this weekend against Dallas?
I think they'll play. They'll compete. I mean, that's the one thing I've loved about under Bill Callahan. Mm-hmm. They've been a competitive club, and there's that emotional tug we talk about. Man, they've been competitive under this guy. You almost want to see them see this through, but they'll be competitive. Cowboys, the great thing about that game being flexed to 425, Cowboys will play because they'll know they're watching the scoreboard at the exact same time, that Eagles-Giants game. So they're going to play, but I think the Redskins will be competitive. I think it'll be just like the last 2 weeks. I think it'll come down to the fourth quarter. But again, as I've said all along, Dallas Cowboys are a talented football team. What has happened to them is unexplainable.
Bill Callahan seems like a nice man who belongs in like a Herm Edwards middle major college football program where he could do the right things. And he could run the ball all he wants and not ruin my Sundays. That's kind of where I'm at.
He'd be a great associate head coach for a young first-time head coach, maybe.
Oh, hello there. Let's talk Nationals, please, Sean. Hot stove. Got hot for a minute with all some of the big marquee guys, the Anthony Rendones of the world signed, Dallas Keuchel, pitcher off the market, Garrett Cole, Steven Strasburg. It's cooled now after the winter meetings have happened. A bit of a departure from what we've seen the last few years, Pete, where some of these stars are waiting until June to sign.
What I'm enthused by.
But there's still a marketplace.
Correct. What I'm enthused by, though, if I'm an Nats fan, is Dallas Keuchel signed in the American League. He did not go to one of my division rivals like Philadelphia or the New York Mets or the Atlanta Braves, who could use a guy like that who could therefore somehow beat me somewhere down the road. Enthused by the fact that one of the better left-handed guys, more for the short term than the long term, because I don't know about the long-term medicals on him, but in the short term, I thought he pitched okay last year for Atlanta.
He had a couple hiccup starts, but anyway, he's good.
The fact that he signed outside the league is fine with me. I mean, look, all the focus, you and I think you and I have had a great discussion off air about this, you know, involving this team, is how they replace the production of Anthony Rendon. And maybe it's not through one player here. I mean, you can't make Josh Donaldson sign on the dotted line. Clearly, allegedly, as we've seen, based through leaks to the same writers over and over again, you know, Twins and the Nationals have allegedly put 4 years on the table for Josh Donaldson. The hell's he waiting on? They're waiting on Atlanta
He's
to
waiting
engage
on the Braves.
And come back in. And the question is, if the Braves know they're not going to re-sign him, they keep Scott Boras hanging on, and they hold up the Nationals maybe from doing other business, and then other players sign elsewhere, and it gives Washington less and less chances and maybe have to ante up more money to outbid the Twins for Josh Donaldson's service.
I'm out of both sides of my mouth on this one, okay? So I like Josh Donaldson.
Great
I would like Josh Donaldson
beard,
to be
so
here.
We can't see when it's coming out.
I also got giant lips, and I got a weird face. The beard's to hide that. I like Donaldson, and if they sign Donaldson, problem solved, I feel good about it. You're not getting Anthony Rendon production, but you get production. You get mid-30s homers. You get okay third base, even though some of the defensive metrics were very kind to him last year. I think that's fine. You get a presence in the middle of the order. He's going to walk a lot, strike out a lot. We know what we're getting. It's good. It's a helpful player, middle of the order. Fine. But I don't like the idea on principle of simply saying, we have lost superstar caliber third baseman. We will replace that third baseman with a lesser third baseman, right, for a huge amount of money. That's not smart. You don't have to do that. You don't have to get into a bidding war for a worse version of the guy that you just lost. My point is, upgrade yourself the best way possible. This is the money ball. This is the Billy Bean philosophy. When they're sitting there trying to figure out how to replace Jason Giambi, those guys don't exist. Anthony Rendon does not exist. Stop trying to replace him. What you can do is improve yourself in a bunch of different ways. You lose Bryce Harper, you don't go get another guy to hit 230 for most of the season with 40 homers. You don't do that. You go and get Patrick Corbin. You go and you promote Adam Eaton to a full-time starter, et cetera. To me, I'm looking elsewhere. Grant's mentioned the trade market a bunch of times. I'm looking at guys just sitting there, like Nicholas Castellanos. I'm looking at Marcelo Ozuna. It's a little out of the box, but now I move Juan Soto to first. Next thing you know, I have Kendrick, my second baseman. I could pay somebody pittance. I'll pay Ryan to go out there and field ground balls for 140 games.
Castellanos is the, and I said this earlier this week, obviously, Castellanos is the most intriguing guy to me.
He can hit.
Because he can just absolutely rake. He was great in the National League with the Cubs for the 52 games or so that he played there last year. And look, he has played some third base. He played third base with the Tigers up until, obviously, he transitioned into being an outfielder. And, of course, he's got a brick for a hand over there, we know, as a fielder. But in terms of trying to replace the production based on the fact that he's a free agent, and right now what's amazing to me is for a guy that hits like he does, there's not a whole lot of buzz out there about him right now.
This is the point.
You might be able to swoop in and get him, not necessarily on the cheap, but certainly for a lot less value than maybe he's worth out there with the way that he hits the baseball. So that would be a guy that I'm sure if you could find a way to do it and bring him in, maybe you experiment over there with a little bit with him at third base a little bit and see how it goes. Certainly in spring training, you would know by the end of spring training whether you think it could be viable or not, and you can move around from there. But you got to have the bat. You got to have the production.
Capitals, please, Sean. Capitals lost. They gave up a touchdown and the extra point to Boston last night. What would end up being a 7-3 game, a couple garbage goals notwithstanding. They got the doors blown off, whatever. They're still very good. They play Columbus. They're basically 26-2 and whatever against the rest of the league that ain't Columbus and Boston last night. Very, very incredible, impressive season. Whatever reason they can't beat Columbus, they get another crack at Columbus on the 27th, which I believe is Friday, doing yes. My mathematics. You get a nice little holiday break. Good on you, NHL. They're the anti-NBA. The NBA is like, you guys are on Christmas. You guys are on Christmas Eve. You guys are Christmas morning. You guys play twice on Christmas. They play Columbus, then at Carolina, the group that bounced them last year out of the postseason. Their schedule business starts to pick up here a little bit, Pete. Do you expect, swoon is not the right word, maybe a bit of a regression, a down part here for the Capitals, losing some games. They've been so incredible. I'm not panicking about it. Just sort of seeing, hey, I could see it when you start talking about Islanders, Hurricanes, getting into the division a little bit.
Well, I think, look, I mean, Boston's played really good hockey. I mean, the Caps have lost seven games. Boston's lost seven games in regulation. That's it. I mean, those are two teams that don't lose a whole lot. You know, Washington's won four more games than the Bruins have, and for whatever reason had their number for the longest time. Well, at some point, you would expect the team that's consistently gotten their rear ends handed to them that maybe at some point pride would come into to play and that roster would say, hey, you know, we've got to do something about this. Boston's kind of put their skate down and said, you know, wait a minute. We can't keep getting our rear ends handed to us by Washington. Look, Tuukka Rask, you know, look, that game is 7-3. Boston did everything right early in the game. Every bounce went their way, and they put the Caps on their heels and had a 4-0 lead. Tuukka Rask, on top of it, made 39 saves in the game. So, I mean, it's not like the Capitals had one of these performances where they were outshot 47-21, where they just were a complete no-show. Boston got all the bounces early, physical play early, and I look at it this way, man. The Caps have shown us all year that long losing streaks are not part
of
their DNA.
They don't really do that.
They don't do that. They don't specialize in that. And you know what? Just like what Boston has done here recently now against the Capitals, winning 2 of 3, I would expect the Capitals to go into Friday night loaded for bear going, hey, we've had a couple of clunkers against Columbus the last couple of times. We need to reestablish ourselves against that particular team.
Yeah, smack them around a little bit. Do me a personal favor. Todd, if you're listening, Danny Ruye, 106.7 The Fan, lifelong Caps fan. Hi. Thanks for everything. Smack them around for me.
Yeah.
Have a nice holiday. Get a couple oppie skates in. Show up Friday night and beat the bleep out of Columbus. I'm kind of sick of that act.
Or as my 11-year-old daughter says, please beat Coach Tortellini, please.
Yeah, I don't like that guy's act. I don't like their whole thing. I don't like they mocked Cousy. They can go to hell in a handbasket. That's your Beltway Blitz. 1220, what's the best Christmas gift you've ever gotten? What's the best holiday gift you've ever gotten, you've ever received? Whatever your holiday is. What's the best gift you've ever gotten? We'll break it down 5 minutes from now on The Fan. CeeLo Green doing a Christmas ditty? Okay. I started the show with this. Pete, welcome back. It's Grant and Danny on The Fan, Pete in for GP. Started the show with this where I'm just so grateful that we don't have to do the Kirk Cousins thing anymore, right? It's no secret. He was on our program every Monday after the Redskins played, right after they played, if they played Thursday, whatever, or Tuesday.
He's a fine fellow.
Couldn't be a better guy. Super nice guy. Very conscientious. Very other-centered. You almost can't believe somebody's really and truly that nice. And honestly, this is insider shtick, whatever you want to call it, put this out there. Did a lot for our program.
Mm-hmm.
Did a huge amount for the Grant and Danny Show.
Yep.
I happen to think, and I'm a little biased here, I think we do a pretty good program. I don't know if we're the best. I don't know if we're the worst. Whatever. I am comfortable with what we do. A lot more people heard what we did and do because of Kirk Cousins. So we owe him a lot.
Look at how many times your show was quoted when Kirk would say something. I mean, that's, you know, that helps get the publicity out. Look, the guy's a good dude. I mean,
it's great
and we talk about this all the time. You can be a great dude. And there's nothing wrong with that. You shouldn't be penalized for being a good fellow.
And look, I know fans don't care about
that. He was caught up in the jet wash that is this organization. They were never going to be as good as he performed, better than 8-7-1 or 8-8, 7-9, whatever, because of the sum of the other parts around him. He's a guy, if he's going to escalate to something greater, he needs weapons like Diggs, like Thielen, like he has in Minnesota, where this year they've achieved 10 wins so far.
So The reason I bring it up is you were just reading a tweet during the break.
Yeah, so where y'all Kirk, Judas said to Grant and Chris Russell, where y'all Kirk energy at?
What, and it's just so joyous to me to not, A, to not just catch any shrapnel from that, but B, the weekly referendum for people that have decided that he's not any good is exhausting. It's exhausting. And so thank goodness it's not us anymore. We don't have to do it. There's the occasional guy for 2 years later wants to do it. And then everyone else yells at us, you guys got to move on.
Kirk's going to be nice. Playing football in January. And unfortunately, the burgundy and gold are not. That's all it comes down to.
I would like, you know, about 4,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, 8 picks. I could use that. A lot of people couldn't. And that's fine with you.
Somebody thought he was good enough to be paid $84 million.
And by the way, I think they were wrong. I think that was a dumb signing, to be honest with you. But whatever. Who cares? It's just fun to not have to
good
worry about
him.
That kind of stuff anymore. Yeah, good for everybody. Here's what I want to do. 800-636-1067. Tweet us, at FindItDanny, at PeteMatterst. It's the best Christmas gift you ever got. Pete, if you don't mind, I do this every year. I'll kind of get the mood set. I'll get it started.
Chestnuts roasting.
7-year-old Danny Ruye, bowl cut, okay? I didn't graduate to the flat top until I had double digits in my age and could decide my own destiny. It was an actual bowl. At one point, my mother used a bowl to make the bowl haircut, Lloyd Christmas style. It was a disgrace. It was a bad haircut. Not that mine's good now, But it got me started on a lifetime of bad haircuts. I'm always in between haircuts. That's how I look. I'm not a handsome man. Pretty big haul for Christmas. Good year. Okay. A lot of boxes. A lot of things that said Danny on it. My sister, 3 at that time. No, check that. 4 at that time. What are you going to do for a 4-year-old? You can't really go outside yet. You can't really ride a bike. You get a couple dolls, a couple this and that. This was me. This was prime playing time. I got sports equipment. I got clothing that I needed. I got the bicycle stuff. I'm baseball stuff. I got all the things. The one thing I'd asked for, I couldn't find it. Heartbroken. Okay? My parents strategically knew this. My dad set it up. I asked for one thing and one thing only. Okay? I said, anything else I get, I'm very happy. I'm grateful. I'm thank you. I'm sure I was very gracious as a 7-year-old. Most of them are. They're not selfish little animals, hyenas. But I said, I really just want one thing. And I've seen commercials for it. It looks amazing. As you know, I like, the Nintendo Entertainment System. I'm a fan of it. I enjoy playing. You and I play together sometimes, Dad. But I want one thing and one thing only. I don't see it anywhere. There are no presents left under the tree. Crestfallen. Okay? I'm not crying. But I'm doing that kind of like sniffle face, right? Like the pouty lip sniffle face. My eyes are glistening. There's moisture. There's humidity there. But I'm not breaking out and crying because I know that's bad form because I just got a bunch of stuff. But I'm pouting, certainly. Breakfast is served now. We're going to sit down and eat. And it's pancakes, which are delicious. But I'm not really enjoying them. I'm pushing around the plate a little bit more than I should. Not realizing the joy that is carbohydrates covered in sugar. And then Dad leaves the room. Comes back and says, oh, there's one more thing. I don't know why we can get this on the tree. There's one more thing.
Danny's pouty face all of a sudden.
So I initially light up, but then I'm back to crestfallen again. It's in the shape of these other stupid boxes. It's a rectangle. Clothing box, tissue paper in there. There's no rattle. It's not the right size for what I want. I have to get through a couple different filters, right? I got to get through a bigger box. I got to get through some stuff, the popcorn, the packing popcorn, the different things, a couple different things. The tape I got to rip open. There's tissue paper. There it was.
Like the smile. Look, if y'all can see the smile on Danny's face as he's telling a story, it's like he's transposed himself into this moment. 7-year-old Danny.
7-year-old. So 33 years ago tomorrow, in my mind, I still think of that day, and I hear this. You're gonna have to let it play. You're gonna indulge me. It starts very simple. It's 8-bit. Okay, those that know know. Let it happen. Ding, ding, ding. Watch it kick up. Dun, dun. Here it comes. Watch the big notes. What awaits me? Huge adventure. I'm in a room. I'm alone. I have no weapons. Where should I go? How about a cave right above me? It's dangerous to go alone. Take this. That's a wooden sword. Let's dance. I have full hearts. What can I do with this sword? Oh, it shoots across the room? It's three-dimensional. It's from a top down. This is one part platform, one part RPG, one part greatest action adventure game ever made. How about the greatest advancement in gaming? And they made the cartridge gold, Pete. You know how ballsy it is to make the cartridge gold? That's like ducking in on the homecoming queen when she ain't your date. The Legend of Zelda. 7-year-old Rani Nguye cast all those other things aside. I parted them like Moses in the sea, and I plugged that SOB right into my Nintendo, and I wasn't heard from until December 28th. When I beat level 3, I emerged. I was like, I beat Tri-Clyde. I haven't slept. I should probably eat something. The greatest gift I have ever gotten. 800-636-1067. Pete, I want yours. Sean, Ryan. Hell, Brock, I'll throw you in there too. You get your... Yo, don't you wave your hand at me on Christmas. Don't you wave your hand at me. I want to hear your greatest gift you've ever gotten. Mine is The Legend of Zelda. I love you all. Merry Christmas. Just let the 8-bit harmonies take it a commercial break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's the greatest gift you've ever gotten? 800-636-1067. Everybody likes to pretend it's better to give than to receive. No, it's not. Receiving is amazing. Getting a gift is awesome. If somebody nails your gift or you just put down, hey, this is the thing I want, and they get it for you, it's bliss. It's the most wonderful thing ever.
It's just like I tell Dan Snyder all the time. Greed is good.
Greed is good.
You're making money. You should want to make more by having a better team. And if you have a better team, you're going to make more money. So I want Dan to be even more greedy. Got a couple on Twitter. The real guy, Loren, best gift he ever got. He said, the day I woke up to N64 in a little game called Super Smash Brothers, he said he played it for 20 hours straight.
Super Smash was a Smash, forgive the rhyming there. But that initial launch with that system with N64, the Super Mario world, the 360 panoramic, was a game changer. That gave us the, here we go. Like, that's the iconic thing, and it was awesome. Ocarina of Time, the Zelda on that, Mario Kart, Smash Brothers, amazing.
Matt Pulley says, my dad must have had a Christmas bonus, woke up to PS1 on top of a brand new TV, included Doom, which, of course, different on PlayStation.
Oh, that's a silly one.
And Malcolm Harden says, this year, from me to me, I replaced all my ratty T-shirts with about 10 different Nats World Champion
nice
T-shirts.
There you go.
So many to choose from.
Champions.
If you get out of the team store, there are a lot to choose from.
Plenty of those. 800-636-1067. Let's go around the room. You heard mine, Legend of Zelda. Pete, best gift you ever got.
Two things that stick out for me that are on the same par. I've only had two sets of golf clubs in my entire life. The hand-me-downs from my grandfather, and then early in the relationship with my wife.
It's where the woods were actually wood.
Yeah. And the early relationship with my wife, she bought me a brand new set of golf clubs, which I still have 15 years later, and I still use out on the golf course. But the greatest gift ever, I was raised by my grandparents, grandfather who came over to the United States after fighting for England in World War II. Grandmother came to the United States after living in Ireland her whole life. They met in Chicago. The rest is history.
Did they
Thank
have awesome
you.
Accents?
Yes.
That's so cool. Sorry, go ahead.
They did. What was great was when chicks would call my house when I was young, my grandfather would say, who's calling? And she would say something like, Diana. And he would look at me and go, Diana? And I would be like, no. He'd go, Diana, if he wants to talk to you, he'll call you.
Oh, dear.
He was the best phone screener.
He's a great phone screener.
On planet Earth before caller ID. But, so, growing up, my grandmother and I on Saturdays, because she used to work at Safeway Bakery, the great Margaret Medhurst over on Sheriff Road, there was this thrift store, which is down 202 over there in Chevrolet. On Saturday mornings, we would go to that thrift store. Purchased at that thrift store through the years were secondhand bikes, baseball bats, or whatever. Well, I lived across the street from basically a sand pit. It was miles and miles of BMX brilliance.
Oh, just dirt biking it.
BMX brilliance. I woke up, I'm pretty sure I was 9, woke up to the black, all black, with all the pads and the gold trim, as you brought up with Zelda, the gold trim Huffy, and literally 25, 30 degrees, I'm over in the sand pit, and I'm riding the bike for hours and hours and hours, and finally, like, 4:30 or 5 o'clock came, and I heard, because I was only two blocks from the sand pit, you know, my grandmother yelled for me, and I had to eventually go riding home.
Yeah, to go home.
That Huffy, brand new, when all you've had your entire life is secondhand bikes, including one with that, like, big chopper back thing that you had, and I crashed it because I ran into some sand, and cut myself open. I was crying. I ran home, left
Aaron
the bike
Nair
in the street. But that was great. Huffy bike and golf clubs. When you've never had something new, That's everything you've had has been hand-me-down, and you finally get something new.
It's nice.
It means even that much more.
Sean, best gift you ever got?
Best gift I ever got was Xbox 360.
Yeah. Did you know you were getting it, or was it a surprise?
I did not know I was getting it because sort of kind of had a bad grade in science class.
Ah, yes.
And I think report cards came out. It was either interims or report cards that came out before Christmas. And mother and father saw it, and he was like, yeah, you're definitely not getting a 360.
So they sandbagged it, said you're not getting it, and then you got it?
Like yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Saved the best for last.
With the head fake?
Girl, we taking that back to the store. He got a D in science.
Ryan, you. Best gift you ever got?
Best gift I ever got was probably like a reversible pool table and air hockey set.
So it was both?
It was, yeah, and also a ping pong table that you could put on top.
It was a triple changer?
It was a triple changer.
That's pretty and legit.
It was pretty legit. And it was, I mean, I used to play that every single day when I got home. I played my dad for pool for be like, hey, I'd be in like fifth grade. And he was like,
bet you $100 on this next shot, Dad.
Yeah. And he was like, hey, if you make this shot, you get to miss school tomorrow. I'd make the shot, never miss school.
Well, I was going to say.
So, yeah.
He owes you a bunch of back days.
He does.
Brock, turn your mic on in there, buddy. You're hanging out. Chad Dukes versus the world. Newly minted producer, might I add. Congratulations. Merry Christmas. Your best gift you ever received.
Thank you for inviting me into the conversation, Danny. That's
course,
very polite
buddy.
Of you. And as much as I would like to, you know, throw some sort of curveball that involves Star Trek Deep Space Nine, I'm not going to do you because that is an off-the-air bit.
It is an off-the-air bit, Pete. But he trolls the hell out of me every day.
Right. I am very old. And while there were some great video game gifts from Santa Claus over the years, there was a bike that was very special. For some reason, when you said this, the thing that popped into my head was, I remember one year I got a bunch of He-Man.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of action figures. And I don't know if it was just the way that it was wrapped or what, or it was like because it was like a complete set or something like that.
Yeah.
But it was like that one still bring like that one popped into my head when you said that.
Right away. So what's crazy about He-Man and Ryan, just real quick, He-Man was a show that was very popular, was later a movie, Master of the Universe. Action figures.
Pants.
Yeah. For some reason, no pantaloons. Action figures were things that kids had to play with. They played with them and it would derive enjoyment from playing with them. So Masters of the Universe, the He-Man whole thing, by the way, is one of the most interesting stories ever, at least to dorks like me. It's the only time where they made the toy first before the cartoon that was supposed to drive interest in the toy came out. So they sent this some toy guy, some genius toy guy at Mattel, and they were like, can you make the toy do this, 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 and this that had never been done before? And he was like, okay. And so like he spent it was in a lab for 6 months. He was just like, what if we just made this guy the most shredded, muscle-bound monster ever with blonde hair that looks like a helmet? Yeah, no problem. His arms can do this. He can swing around and he has a giant sword and he kicks butt. Let's make a cartoon about that. And they did, and it was a smash. It was a smash hit. But nobody noticed that all the guys had the same body.
Exactly.
They just with different
body.
Paint. So He-Man was the biggest and the strongest, but he was just as jacked as Skeletor, just as jacked as Man of Arms, just as jacked as Beastmaster, right? As everybody.
Right. And they had the exact same body, similar to in Mike Tyson's Punch Out, Piston Honda and Mike Tyson. Exact same body, Bald Bull, Mr. Sandman.
Are you sure?
Don Flamenco, Glass Joe.
Flamenco, Glass Joe, Von Kaiser, Great Tiger. I know
right.
The parallels. Soda Popinski's a unique character, by the way, which is interesting there.
Super Macho Man.
No, you're right. They are the same build. Damn it. Honda and Tyson were the same body? Wasn't Honda a little bit bigger?
I would bet my life on it.
I don't want you to do that. I want to lower the stakes a little bit.
I would
wasn't
bet
Honda a little
dozen
bit bigger?
Donuts. He might have had a larger dome. Like his head might have been bigger.
I think Tyson was unique. I think Tyson was a little smaller than Piston Honda in terms of stature. Look it up. Do a thing with the
I'll
computer.
I'll do some research. You got a bunch of calls who want to weigh on.
All right, that's
on their favorite guests.
That's why he's a producer right there. See him produce right there? He's not even producing for this show, but he just produced. 800-636-1067. You guys on hold. Stay right there. I want to hear from you. Best gift you ever got. One more segment on that next. So, turns out, updating here, I know you guys were left on a cliffhanger. Brock was correct. Brock was right. The Piston Honda Mike Tyson body parallel is a thing. I repeat, it is a thing.
Looked like Teofilo Stevenson, the former Cuban boxer. By the way, Christian McCaffrey gave all his linemen for Christmas, Danny.
What's that?
Boosted scooters. Says they go 24 miles an hour. Last year, he bought them all green eggs. Mo said WWF WrestleMania 2000 on Nintendo 64. Said his parents hated that him and his brother were into wrestling and behaved accordingly, which made it even more shocking that they got that as a Christmas gift.
800-636-1067. I know. That's when you know. It's love. It's above my proclivities. I'll just get it for you because I know it makes you happy. Let's go to Mike in Manassas. Best gift you ever got. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
The best gift that I ever got was a gift I didn't even know you could get. I'm 56 years old, so obviously no Nintendos, Xboxes, and all sure. that sort of stuff. We went through Christmas, gave us, you know, the normal clothes and a couple toys and all that sort of stuff. And my dad was actually worse than yours, Danny. We went through the whole lunch and dinner and all that sort of stuff. And my dad finally said, hey, guys, I have an older brother. Can you go downstairs and get some more firewood? Sure, not a problem. We went downstairs, and over in the corner was a pinball machine.
Oh, that is cool. That is nice. The whole day head fake, just poker facing it, sitting there eating meals, talking, chewing the fat, wishing each other Merry Christmas, and all the while there's a pinball machine down there.
Chad Dukes would come over and play with you.
Right. I can't say the name of his group. It's a family program. There's their standards or practices that influence that sort of thing. Brian from Fairfax. Best gift you ever got, buddy. What's up? You're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. So, Danny, I think you and I are about the same age because I remember getting the Nintendo when I was younger as well.
Yeah, man.
But around that time, the movie The Land Before Time came
sure,
out, right?
Absolutely did.
And in JCPenney, they used to have these stuffed Littlefoots, including a giant one that was probably three times my size. And I remember screaming and crying in the JCPenney's because I wanted this Littlefoot so bad. And my parents swore and be damned that they weren't going to get it for me. And then I guess I heard Santa Claus drop the presents off on Christmas. And I woke up at 1:45 in the morning, run out under the Christmas tree, and there's my dinosaur. And truth be told, I am 38 years old, and that dinosaur still lives with me.
That's awesome. Thank you, dude. Appreciate the phone call. So that I think Land Before Time was either 87, 88, 89. So it would have been a couple years after I was, like, too cool for that. But so if he's 38, so he's 2 years behind me, he's probably, like, 7 or 8 years old. That's, like, wheelhouse time for that sort of stuff. That's awesome. Chris in Hyattsville, best gift you ever got. Merry Christmas, buddy. How are you?
Merry Christmas, Danny and Pete. Can I set the scene? It's Christmas, 1987 in Shadyside, Maryland. And my friends all realized that our families weren't wealthy enough to get everything that each of us wanted. So what we did was we colluded, kind of like NBA players, mm-hmm. right? And what we said was, hey, you ask your parents for the Nintendo Entertainment System. I'll ask my parents for the laser tag. Okay, and then my other friend got a BB gun. So perfect. Christmas morning, and also keep in mind, this is the pinnacle of Redskins. Like, it's 1987.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're awesome.
Right. So it's just life in general is just awesome. And it still snows outside, unlike now for some reason. So it was amazing. Christmas morning, the Nintendo Entertainment System, we had pre-configured a schedule. My buddies come over. We play Nintendo until our fingers are bleeding. Then we go play laser tag outside in the damn snow. And then my other friend has a BB gun, and we shoot old rusty cans. And I still don't think I've had a better day in my life.
That's perfect. We had a similar situation. My neighbors, Casey and Kurt, they were brothers. We would sort of collude in that same kind of way, right? We both ended up having Nintendo after enough time, but it was the, okay, you ask for a slingshot. I'll ask for the BB gun, and we'll just crack windows around the neighborhood and run away. Perfect. That kind of stuff you just can't replace. And he's right, by the way. I don't know why it's 50 degrees every Christmas now. I mean, maybe I do. Maybe the global warming people are right. I don't know.
Climate change, Danny. Climate change. But where have you been?
It used to snow all the time. It used to be cold. Now it's 50. It's always 50. Sometimes it's raining on Christmas. I don't know, man. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. I don't know. Doug in Chicago. Doug. What's your greatest gift of all time, buddy?
All right, I got everybody beat. I got the 1985 or 86 G.I. Joe aircraft carrier. And it's still set up today in my man garage. And my five-year-old is playing with it.
Okay. How did you do that? Like, in other words, how did you get your kid into what you like?
I have no idea. I put a ladder by the pool table so he could climb up and play G.I. Joe. It's awesome.
He's an American hero. I appreciate that. G.I. Joe is there. So I've tried full court press. I've tried reverse psychology. I've tried breadcrumbs. I just can't get my kid to give a bleep about the stuff that I like. I can't get him to sit down and watch the Wizards with me, won't watch the Caps with me, he won't watch the Nats with me, which, okay, sports, he's not there yet, he doesn't have an attention span. I can't get him into Star Wars, I can't get him into Marvel stuff. You know what he wants to do, Pete? He wants to rent from Xfinity Scooby-Doo episodes and movies. That's what he wants to do.
My 11-year-old, there's no question that Kelly Medhurst is Pete Medhurst's daughter because she watches games with me, recites rosters, questions coaching moves. I mean, there is no doubt that she is my kid.
So I've also got to offer this real quick about the gift specifically. I didn't have the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier. One kid did in my whole grade. Matt Mahaffey had it. Matt Mahaffey also had an older brother who had Playboys. Just different things that he had. And so I learned a lot from Matt Mahaffey, ultimately, who learned a lot from his brother. But they had a huge house, they were very wealthy, and Matt Mahaffey had the aircraft carrier. I believe I've got this right. I think it was 7 feet.
Holy cow. Back in those days, that's a long a long toy.
Hundreds of dollars, and it was gorgeous. It was gorgeous, but it would come in this. It looked like you know the leg lamp in Christmas Story, like that giant box that says mm-hmm. Fragile on it? It came in a box that size in like four different pieces. You stuck them together, and the planes were bigger than bats. They were condors. I mean, they were enormous. I mean,
like, how do you take that in for show and tell, man? I mean, it's like 7 feet. You got to carry it outside. Yeah, you got to carry it on the bus. You know, I mean, that would be the only thing that would hamper you there, because that was a hell of a toy.
I mean, that thing was ridiculous. God, G.I. Joe was so awesome. That thing was the best. Snake Eyes, Destro.
By the
Storm
way,
Shadow,
Danny,
go all day.
Do you have stiff hips? Can you move your hips?
No. Very stiff in the hip.
Maybe you could play corner for the Redskins this weekend. I'm sure Redskins will be talking about it. To IR, Quentin Dunbar, and now Danny Johnson, who was hurt, came back, and now he's hurt again. This week, playing corner for the Redskins, former Duke Blue Devil, Breon Borders.
We're going, it's called Woo! Anybody But Norman at this point. They are determined not to play that guy.
They have now signed the following free agent, D. Delaney. Woo!
We're going to play guess Delaney's first name when we come back. We also have to talk a little bit of Haskins here. Let's get back into some football. Always appreciate the phone calls on the best Christmas gift. I do that every year on December 24th. I always end up doing this show. Always a lot of fun because people basically are like, yeah, when I was 7, it was awesome. Nobody talks about a gift they got when they were like 36. No one talks about adult gifts where it's like, I needed some socks. Thank you very much. I'm really appreciative of these Argyle socks.
It was a great tie.
Well, I needed a new tie because I spilled coffee on the other one. So really appreciate that. We'll talk some Haskins. Has he done enough to make you excited? 5 minutes away on the Fan. Hey, guys. Danny Ruya here from my friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss. I love EMP 180. Okay? They have changed my life. They changed Grant's life. So many of our listeners, Grant's brothers. I see so many listeners in the store in Tyson's when I go in. Here's the deal with EMP 180 weight loss, okay? You could try to do this on your own without professional guidance, without professional science-based approach to truly change your diet and lifestyle. Anything you do is just a crash diet. It's just a fad. You've got to let them help you. They will find a path for you that will work. I promise you. I am living testament to it. Don't just put it off. Don't do a New Year's resolution. Don't wait until January, February, March. You do it now. EMP's Why Wait offer is going on right now. You sign up for 6 weeks or more, you get a bonus week for free. Get a jump on the 2020 season. You've got to do this. Take control of your life. I saw a picture of myself. I couldn't believe what I looked like. I looked like I swallowed the Michelin Man. It was gross. Change your life. Go see my guys at EMP 180 Weight Loss with their Why Wait offer Ends Tuesday, December 31st, rather. So don't wait. Take advantage of that YWAIT offer now. Call them. 855-888-0180 or emp180.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.